My husband, baby daddy, as I affectionately refer to him as, I've been together for 15 years, approximately. There's some disagreement on that, but we have been practicing polyamory for the entirety of our relationship together. Now, I say practicing because polyamory is not really something that you ever get good at. You just get better at it with practice. And if you're not familiar with polyamory from having seen it on the very realistic television depictions, basically what that means is that we are open. We're not exclusively committed to one another as a relationship with just each other. We're open to the possibility of multiple loving relationships with other partners besides each other. Now, because polyamory is not especially mainstream, the community of potential partners tends to be kind of small. And at the beginning of our relationship, I found out just how small it can be. When baby daddy and I first kind of met and got together, I gave him a run for his money for a while. He pursued me and I resisted for a good year or so. And I went through my dating guys on the internet phase. And at the time, I met a gentleman who lived a short train ride away. And I went up to visit him a few times, and we had a brief but, you know, a little fun relationship. And you learn things about people, as you do when you're with someone. And for purposes of this story, we'll call him James. And James was very into Major League Baseball, and he was very into rockabilly music. And we met each other in a chat room for online role-playing, so super romantic. I went up there to visit him a few times, and he came down to visit me a few times, but I don't do long distance very well. I tend to be an out-of-sight, out-of-mind kind of person. And so our relationship was somewhat short-lived, and it just kind of, you know, some relationships are fireworks and some relationships just kind of fizzle out, and this one just kind of fizzled out. But at some point during the relationship, he came down to visit me, and we went to a party that my husband was hosting. And baby daddy and I were not officially together at this point, but it was clear that there was something there. There was something developing, and I suspect that James blamed this on the demise of our relationship. But it just kind of ended, as things will do sometimes. It wasn't, you know, spectacular or terribly, you know, harsh breakup. We just kind of went our separate ways. And the last that I heard of James, he had moved down to Florida to take care of an ailing relative. Fast forward about 5 years. At this point, baby daddy has captured me, I've given in, and we've got two kids and all, you know, the resultant baggage from all of that. And my job, transfers me from here in Baltimore to Tennessee. And we move out and we're, you know, kind of establishing ourselves out there, and we meet a young lady who has moved to Tennessee from Florida. And she was very like the two of us in a lot of ways, and we all hit it off, and we decided to pursue a relationship, you know, the three of us together. Now, initially when she moved from Florida, there was a gentleman down there that she had been dating, and she was initially trying to continue to pursue the relationship with him, but much like me, she was kind of an out-of-sight, out-of-mind kind of person, and I think that kind of just fizzled. But she was still friends with him, and so he was still a part of her life, and therefore, you know, you get to know someone, you find out things about their life, and he would come up, little tidbits would come up in conversation from time to time. She would tell us about her ex-boyfriend, who was very into Major League Baseball, and who was very into rockabilly music, who she had met in an online chat room for role-playing games, who had moved to Florida to take care of an ailing relative. And this all came out over the course of a couple of weeks. And so there was no one thing until they all kind of snowballed and the light bulb finally went on. And I said, wait a minute, what's his name? And she said, oh, his name is James. Yeah, It was the same guy 5 years later who had dated someone that we were now dating. She had seen cheesecake photos of me before we had ever met. That was comfortable. And and as if that wasn't bad enough, he came to visit. And that was an interesting night. A popular axiom in the polyamory community is that there is no one definition of polyamory. Everybody kind of practices a little bit differently. Some couples date separately. Some couples only date together. Some have very casual. Some have very structured. But I'm pretty sure that if you look up the definition of awkward in the dictionary, you'll see the four of us sitting around our living room trying to pretend like that was normal and okay. Now, the whole experience was so kind of uncomfortable that I can't even look at it directly. I've blocked a good bit of it out. I know that we all sat on the couch and kind of stared awkwardly at one another, and I didn't really hear from him too terribly much after that. And I will say that in our 15-year journey of trying to be non-monogamous, we've definitely gone through some ups and downs of emotions, but that was definitely the strangest thing that has ever happened to us.